This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. We are broadcasting live from The Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them for their contribution. Thanks to Matt Anaya, he gets us up and running and twitching in the morning. And thanks to everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this Friday, March 21st, and all week, really, kind of an unusual week, but now it's over.
It's over. And thanks to our executive producer, he is Dustin William Rhodes.
Go Dukies, go!
Go Dukies, go!
Yeah, I want Duke to win.
Thank you. Yeah,
I'll own that.
I know you
own that.
You like John Shire.
We got John that. Shire thing. Yeah. Easy guy to root for.
And Dan, and thank you to Brandon Fryer for your great work.
David Mac Daddy Hoff.
What's that? That was okay.
Yeah, you're Mac Daddy.
Right. That was Jeff.
That's
make
right.
him jump.
Hey, it's a Layla Friday. Layla Rahimi here in the house. And the great man himself, Mr. Marshall Harris, looking very salubrious.
Listen, man.
Sporting the colors.
Feel like I'm getting ready to go to a funeral here. And see, they have the nerve to make it the national game. Mississippi State Baylor is the first game you'll see today on CBS.
On True TV?
No, it's on CBS. It's that you know, like they play the one game first. That's us. The death march, if you will.
You'll be okay.
Will we?
Where's your level of confidence? What's the confidence level?
You know, the SEC's done great so far.
Oh, don't do that. Don't do that.
They really deserve those 13 at-large bids.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Drake is good. Like, Drake would have beaten a lot of Big Ten teams, a lot of ACC teams.
They did play well.
Yeah, Drake is good.
They played well. They rose to the occasion.
They've got cohesion.
They're the D2 champion.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They brought their whole squad. It's like, let's ride.
Awesome.
Ride out. Now, wait. I want to make sure I heard something right.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
You were complaining about the coach taking a job?
Yes.
Why?
Yes. Not taking the job, being as open about it. And
talking about it.
And
do you miss when they were all secretive? Like, what was the interview?
No.
Roy Williams and Bonnie Bernstein.
There's a professional decorum to it. And coaching one group of guys while you have already announced that you're taking the other job is a total conflict of interest. And as much as I respect Will Wade's ability to coach a team,
wait.
Did it at LSU, did it here. I didn't like the way he handled
Why is it a conflict of interest?
All those players are going to follow him. And his bond, their shared memory, their shared experience makes it more likely for them to follow him now than before that ever happened.
What do you... So? Like, that's... We see it all the time. Let's go back.
There's a way... Hello hellos and goodbyes are important.
Hellos and goodbyes are important. Goodbyes, I think he gave a proper goodbye by getting his team further in the tournament.
You didn't know that before he did that.
Yeah, but
you could not have guessed that before he did that.
I could have guessed it. I think a lot of people guessed it.
No, you didn't think. You thought McNeese was going to embarrass Clemson, and
not embarrass. And they didn't embarrass them. They beat them soundly. No. Clemson came back and made it an interesting game.
To remember when the Stephen F. Austin coach used to be Brad Underwood.
Yeah, like this is the nature.
Same conference.
So really, you're nitpicking like a small detail here. He's out. He's gone.
No, the sooner you know it, the better. Nitpicking. No, actually, I'm doing the opposite. Big picture-wise, it's a bad look to take another job and then go back to the one where you're at and still pretend like you care about what you're doing.
I would argue they did embarrass them. They scored 13 points in the first half. The record is 12. They got 1 point more than Wisconsin did in 1999.
It's
I remember that game. That was hilarious. Yes. I'm sitting at work watching, and the score, you know, this is back before the New Deal, and I didn't get that game. And I was like, wait, what? And as it flew by, it kept stuck.
What? How did that happen? I mean, 31-13.
All I say is, in the real world, David, in the real world, you can quit a job. Give your notice, and everyone knows you're going to the new job, and it's not a secret. It's not a big deal. Every time I've quit a job before I got my job in Sacramento, mm-hmm. everyone in the building knew I was leaving and where I was going before I actually left. I was like, here's my notice. I'm not going to be working anymore. I'm going to work the rest of my days as scheduled. We're going to have fun.
Coaching's different. The dynamic between a college coach and his players and representing the university as the chief spokesperson, the most visible employee at that university, makes it different.
I think you just got to change.
The verbal contract between a player and a coach just makes it different.
I think you got to change with the times,
look,
man.
You're entitled to that. I think I'm with Mike DeCourcy. I thought it was in poor, bad taste and bad form, handled poorly. Congratulations. They had the moment they were looking for. It was a 2-year plan in McNeese. The university president was there crying and everything, hugging everybody. That's great.
What do you think's going to go on with Colorado and Deion?
What do you mean?
Like, we already heard rumblings of Deion Sanders. Like, it was a recruiting plan. It was a marketing plan.
Yeah.
And, you know, with Deion, there already was speculation that he could possibly go to the Cowboys.
But it hasn't happened yet. When it happens, I'll make my determination then. I just telling you how I felt. You know, when you see this unfold the way it did, I just didn't like the look. I thought it was a bad look.
So what would have been the alternative that you would have endorsed?
Tell North Carolina State, you know what? I'm committed to you. I'm likely to go that direction. My focus is on my team this season. Now, I need to finish strong because I have a commitment to this team and this university to do my best and not to make it look like I'm committed to them halfway.
The proof in the pudding.
You're looking at the outcome. You're looking at the outcome, not the process. The outcome, you're saying the end justified the means, and I'm saying it doesn't.
No, I'm not saying it justified the means.
You're saying they won, so it's okay.
I just don't think it matters as much as you're making it out to be.
It does matter.
That's all.
It doesn't matter because in reality, players and coaches can do whatever they want anymore because it's the Wild West.
Yeah.
That doesn't make it right. That makes it real. It's what it is. I don't have to like it.
Okay, no, you don't have to like it.
Empowerment, great. Do what you want. Coach has been doing this forever, but don't say one thing. Like
I just like that he was honest and it wasn't.
He's known for being a real honest guy, that Will Wade.
No. I'm saying I like in this instance that he was honest. And if a coach wants to tell you what he's going to do and say, yes, this is where I'm going next, and I'm still here, though, with you. And because it's not like he left the team. Some coaches just leave. And like, all right, the assistant picks up the pieces and you can coach him through the bowl game or whatever. He's not doing that. So, they might make it to the Sweet 16.
Tommy Tuberville once escaped a recruiting dinner when he was the head coach. I believe at Texas Tech, through the back window.
Yeah. We have all kinds of issues where people have done stuff like that. Whether it was, you know, Petrino with the Falcons, right? I'm trying to remember. I get all the coaches mixed up because it happens so often now. I guess that's why I'm not surprised, shocked. It doesn't affect me personally.
It's a good topic. Good debate.
But I just want to make sure I heard you right.
No, you heard me right.
Because, you know, early morning.
You heard me right.
I'm doing three things at once.
Yeah, well, here, you fill out your bracket. You can do that.
I picked Alabama. Isn't that enough to say I think Alabama's going to win it all? I like their path. That's all I got.
I like their path. How are you going to handle the many sporting events and information?
Man, look, we're getting this party started with Bulls, man. Because I don't know if you watched the game last night.
Yeah.
But the DeMar DeRozan, Zach LaVine, we don't have Domantas Sabonis, and you could say that, but Josh Giddey didn't play last night, and I saw the young people really disrespect their elders on their own court. We'll revisit some sound from Joe Cowley, blowtorch apparently to the Bulls. We got the Cubs meatball machine, so we're going to hear what they have to say. Joe Ostrowski joins us at 11:25. Alex Cohen, voice of the Cubs, joins us at 12:25. We'll go over the mock draft season as it begins, and Jeremy Warner joins us at 1:25, plus the Bears wall of sound all coming up. And Robert Griffin III.
Have a great show.
Be quiet.
All right, guys. Have a great one.